And what is the trend in terms of the emission levels that you've been noting? Are they going up, down, or are they staying about the same?
Well, we see it's kind of both up and down. It depends on what you're looking at. We've seen some spikes here and there. Once again, we think these are correlated to rainfall, heavy amounts of rainfall in the area, which tends to increase the amount of fallout we see on the ground. Because we haven't seen a lot of rain in the last few days, we're seeing a decreasing trend, which, does not mean that the iodine itself or the xenon, or I'm sorry, or the tellurium or the cesium are actually decreasing in the air. It's just that we don't see it at ground level as much as we saw it when it was raining. We are looking at some of these trends as things that are correlated possibly to what happened in Japan, and we may correlate them more to atmospheric. But at this point, it's unknown. There's a lot of uncertainty as to why these trends are going up and down. But the major conclusion here is these trends are not increasing to any level that would be considered to be hazardous to the public health.